double lanes at the fast food drive-thru. That pretty much sums up our obsessions. What we want, when we want it, turns out to be everything and immediately. Yet in contrast, have you ever noticed that nature never seems to rush? Grass growing, trees reaching up for the sky, birds nesting in their branches, they just never seem to rush. But yet, they each seem to get done. One day, on a hill on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, a crowd gathered to hear Jesus share his thoughts on how to live a life dedicated to pleasing God. A life lived to glorify God and enjoying Him forever. A life not spent rushing. And a life not spent shrouded in shame or anxiety. This meditation from the 6th chapter of Matthew will take you back to that sermon, a sermon on the mount, where you can meditate in the hope of Jesus' cure for anxiety. So to begin your meditation, just settle into a place of comfort and ease. Relax not only your mind, but your body, and not only your thoughts, but your eyes. Feel yourself begin to surrender to peace as you rest in His presence. And from the Valley of Vision, Lord, high and holy, meek and lowly, Thou hast brought me to the Valley of Vision, where I live in the depths, but see Thee in the heights. Hemmed in by mountains of sin, I behold Thy glory, and I seek to encounter You now in silent reflection. Let this continuing time of silence flow now into a time of prayer. A prayer not of words, but of presence. A prayer not of lists, but of satisfaction. And a prayer not of depths, but of heights. A moment now to encounter God silently in your way, from your heart, and in your time. Continue to become even more aware of God, His Spirit, and His Son, now through your breathing. If they weren't before, close your eyes now as you breathe deep, slow breaths. Just feel your stomach start to rise as you breathe in the very Spirit of God. Don't force it. Just be aware of your slow, steady, peaceful, deep breathing. In the Greek, the word for the Spirit of God is pneuma, but it also means breath or to breathe. So breathe in now the Spirit of God. And now as you exhale, whisper silently that God is aware, that God cares. Breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, once again whisper silently to God, God is aware, God cares. Breathe in the breath of God, and exhale your fears. Breathe in the breath of the Spirit, and exhale anxiety. breathe in the breath of the Son of God and exhale worry. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing, and whisper, God is aware. God cares. Continue to be aware of God in this moment, and just take note of anything that you feel or hear, even taste or smell right now. What are you experiencing right now? Is there any fear? Is there any worry that you sense, or anxiety or dread? Well, don't turn from it. Just be aware of it right now. God is. Be present in it. God is. And don't deny it. God doesn't. So stay here, being present with God and centering on the truth that He is aware and cares for your needs. Your mind will most certainly wander. In fact, I give you permission for it to wander. I give you permission to feel afraid. But when you realize it, let that remind you to focus back on the awareness and care of God. The process of drifting and returning will help you find His peace. In fact, practice that now. Center on the presence of God's awareness and care, and return there again when you wander. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage. It will be the first of three separate times of expanding reflection. And once again, fight the temptation to consider it too closely for now. Just simply encounter God with your heart and soul and mind. Listen closely too for a gift from the Holy Spirit as you listen to Matthew chapter 6 verse 25 from the New King James Version. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? What did the Spirit center you on? What lingers in your mind from this passage? Well, remain there for a moment. After pausing, what still remains of the passage in your heart? Well, let your mind wander again. Just be aware of fear and anxiety. Just be aware. Then be reminded of God's awareness, and let the Holy Spirit return you to the core of His care and what He wants to share with you. Now listen once again to this passage, but with a bit wider view from the New Living Translation. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Whether you have enough food or drink, or enough clothes to wear, isn't life more than food, and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to Him than they are? What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Remain in meditation as you let those words soak into your being. Do you ever feel isolated or alone in your fears? Well, consider for a moment the value of God's creation and the truth that you alone are more valuable to Him than all that He has created. Let your mind drift now through the imagery of that. See His creation, and then see Christ looking at you. What do you see in His eyes as He sees you? Spend time now in His gaze and in His care. Listen to your third sacred reading with an even wider perspective now from the Amplified Version. Therefore I tell you, stop being worried or anxious, perpetually uneasy and distracted about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body as to what you will wear. Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow seed, nor reap the harvest, nor gather the crops into barns, and yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by worrying, can add 1 hour to the length of his life? And why, too, are you worried about clothes? See how the lilies and the wildflowers of the field grow. They do not labor, nor do they spin wool to make clothing. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon, in all of his glory and splendor, dressed himself like any one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive and green today and tomorrow is cut and thrown as fuel into the furnace, then will He not much more clothe you? Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, remain with your eyes closed and imagine again being in His creation. Just sitting amongst the flowers and the birds of the field. What anxious thoughts do you feel? Well, imagine them approaching you as a breeze through the tall grass. Don't run away from the approaching breeze. You will only strengthen it. But see it coming, approaching. When it arrives, feel it wash over you, and then past you. Run your fingers, too, through the grass as you listen to the birds of His creation around you. The flowers are still there. The birds are still singing. And you are still in His care. Be present in the field. Present with God. And as you pause here, let your hands and fingers reach out to touch what you're wearing, something soft, something comforting. Be reminded in this moment that God's care is available now and here. as you were present in your imagination in the field of flowers and birds, discern God's presence in your life now, here, today. Are you facing anything that might trigger some fear or anxiety? Well, thank God now for the opportunity in the midst of fear to remind you of His care. Thank Him now for fighting for you. Thank Him now for giving you a place to breathe. And thank Him now, too, for His word that will guide you back to peace. Spend time now thanking Him. Count your blessings. As you close your time, return to your breathing, a whispered breath of meditation. God cares. Let the word care guide you today. Let it be your meditation all through your day. And let me pray that you remember to stop worrying and being anxious, perpetually uneasy and distracted about your life. God cares for you and provides for you more than anything else in His creation. And besides, worrying won't add 1 hour to the length of your life. Now to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and forever will be. Amen. Today, you have the opportunity to be cared for. You might expect some anxiety, in fact, anticipate it approaching, and then expect it to subside, leaving you whole and present. It has come before. It has passed before. God has been there before. He is here now, and He will be here again. So when you're ready, step into your day and be mindful of moments to be cared for by God.